Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
If you don't have an ice pack, you should just sit on a bag of peas, closed.
Literally.
Everybody's got an opinion. Every Californian and Virginian. It's so hard to tell who to trust and who to ignore. Someone's got to settle the score. Trey and Chelsea will help you choose. Whose views win? Which ones lose? Online haters are coming for you. Maybe it's time to review the review.
Hello.
Oh, hi, and welcome to Review That Review, the podcast that is dedicated to reviewing
reviews.
That's Chelsea Dawn.
And that's Trey Gerald.
But you could just call us
the Review Queens.
Chelsea, are you ready to
lodge a complaint?
Always. Okay, so let's talk about the experience of. You're hungry, okay? You haven't eaten in a while. Maybe you skipped a meal. Shouldn't have done that. You get like a sandwich, something really delicious that you're just so excited to eat.
Oh, no.
Take a big old bite out of it. And then you just bite your cheek.
Oh, have we never done this?
No.
Oh?
I don't think so. It happened to me yesterday, and so I had to write this down. But like literally, I had a really bad headache yesterday. Again, I know I complained about it recently, but I did. I like just wasn't hungry. I couldn't eat all day. I was nauseous. I finally like ordered my favorite sandwich.
And this the first so bite?
The first bite.
No.
Right into the side of the cheek. And it's like, that's it. It just puts a damper on the entire eating experience.
Did it bleed?
It didn't bleed.
Okay.
But it was like enough that it's like right now I could feel
like it's going to be a
sore. The location of my cheek where I bit it. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, because
God.
It was an enthusiastic bite, you know?
Right. No, I am very familiar with this.
Like, yeah.
Embarrassingly familiar with this. And it's usually when I am excited to be in the act of eating.
Yeah.
Like for whatever the backstory of that specific circumstance. Or I'm eating too fast. Like I'm like, as I exposed on my birthday episode, I just need more and more fries than most people. Or the next level burger episode. I will be shoving fries in my mouth like I've never eaten.
Yeah.
And inevitably, somehow the cheek
in the way.
The cheek skin gets in the... Oh my God, it is so upsetting.
It is so upsetting, isn't it? It really
because it stays with you.
It stays with you for days. For days. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to give another one because we can use it for another complaint. But there's a few things in like the mouth area like that where you're like, went in for the joy, ended in heartache a little bit.
You know, this is reminding me in real time. I need to make an asterisk because I'm out of my, what is it? The mouthwash that has the
peroxide?
That you told it. Yeah, the peroxide mouthwash.
Oh my God, I live for it every day, almost.
I need
day.
To get another one. Because, you know, as the season continues to change, I like always have this post nasal drip. So my throat is sore. So, like, I really just am flushing my body with that peroxide mouthwash and I
love
need
it.
Another one. Just reminded me.
Yeah. Order it now. You heard it here, folks. This is what you need for little mouth annoyances.
I hear that. God, that is so annoying.
I also just, before we move on to the next segment of the show, want to remind our audiences, in case anyone's forgot, that one, we're lodging a complaint to talk about frivolous things in life so that we can relate to our reviewers.
Right.
And everybody has those moments where there's things they want to complain about, but it's really like not that big of a deal. And this is the segment where Trey and I get to do that. And also you guys get to do that. So if you're have something on your mind and you're driving and you're thinking like, ugh, I really want to complain about this, but I don't want to tell my therapist and my friends are really sick of hearing me complain all the time. You can call 1-850-REVIEW-0 and you can lodge a complaint. And you can get these sort of frivolous things off your chest. This is all fun and games at the end of the day. And you guys should be a part of that experience. So please call us up. Lodge a complaint. You know, we want to hear from you.
Well said.
Thanks.
And with all of that, Chelsea, should we jump into the online review portion of the show?
I am so excited. Yes, let's leap in.
Review That Review.
As you know, we are your trusty review queens. We bring in reviews from the internet that we feel need to be inspected.
We read you a review, then we break it down together and rate the impact of that review on a scale from 0 to 5 crowns. It's a very regal process that we call...
Assess That Kvetch.
That's right. And it is your turn this week, Trey. What have you brought in for us?
Okay, everyone.
Okay.
Now, Chelsea, I don't know if you recall, but very early on in this podcast, a monumental shift took place when you and I tried to tackle a review.
Okay.
That was a one star on a hair loss cream. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, Santino?
Yes. What was his product? Do you remember?
It was Nair for Men.
Okay. Well, today I am bringing in a 5-star Amazon review for competitor product Veet for Men hair removal gel cream.
I'm guessing it wasn't written by Santino.
No, but another interesting mono name.
Okay.
This is written by Cobalt.
Ooh, Cobalt, like the blue?
Like the blue.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So no longer Cherries of Fire. Now we're in Cherries
Now we're in blue, which kind of makes sense, you know, like one star being fire and 5-star being water or ice. Yeah.
So, all right. This is a 5-star Amazon review for Veet for Men Hair Removal Gel Cream, written by Cobalt on January of 2018 from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
This is the subject line. After having been told my danglies looked like an elder Rastafarian,
oh my God,
I decided to take the plunge, .. Here we go.
Oh my God. That was the subject?
That's the subject.
Okay.
After having been told that my danglies looked like an elder Rastafarian, I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this, as previous shaving attempts had only been mildly successful, and I nearly put my back out trying to reach the more difficult bits.
Get that.
Being a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the missus's birthday as a bit of a treat. I ordered it well in advance, and working in the North Sea, I considered myself a bit above some of the characters writing the previous reviews and wrote them off as soft office types. .. Oh, my fellow sufferers, how wrong I was.
Oh, no.
I waited until the other half was tucked up in bed, and after giving some vague hints about a special surprise, I went down to the bathroom. Initially, all went well, and I applied the gel and stood waiting for something to happen. I didn't have long to wait. At first, there was a gentle warmth, which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning and a feeling I can only describe as like being given a barbed wire wedgie by two people intent on hitting the ceiling with my head.
Oh my God.
Religion hadn't featured much in my life until that night, but I suddenly became willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the turd tunnel and what seemed like the destruction of the meat and two veg. Struggling to not bite through my bottom lip, I tried to wash the gel of in the sink and only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair. Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom, across the hall, into the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really possible, and I crawled the final yard to the fridge in the hope of some form of cold relief. I yanked the freezer drawer out and found a tub of ice cream. Tore the lid of and positioned it under me. The relief was fantastic, but only temporary, as it melted fairly quickly and the fiery stabbing soon returned. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub, I hadn't managed to give the starfish any treatment, and I groped around in the drawer for something else, as I was sure my vision was going to fail fairly soon. I grabbed a bag of what I later found out was frozen sprouts and tore it open, trying to be quiet as I did so. I took a handful of them and tried in vain to clench some between the cheeks of my arse. This was not doing the trick, as some of the gel had found its way up the chutney channel. And it felt like the space shuttle was running its engines behind me. This was probably, and hopefully, the only time in my life I was going to wish there was a gay snowman in the kitchen, which should give you some idea of the depths I was willing to sink in order to ease the pain. The only solution my pain-crazed mind could come up with was to gently ease one of the sprouts where no veg had gone before. Unfortunately, alerted by the strange grunts coming from the kitchen, the other half chose that moment to come and investigate and was greeted by the sight of me, arse in the air, strawberry ice cream dripping from my bell end, pushing a sprout up my arse while muttering, ... Oh, that feels good.
No.
Understandably, this was a shock to her, and she let out a scream. And as I hadn't heard her come in, it caused an involuntary spasm of shock in myself, which resulted in the sprout being ejected at quite some speed in her direction.
Oh, no.
I can understand that having a sprout farted against your leg at 11 at night in the kitchen probably wasn't the special surprise she was expecting. And having to explain to the kids the next day what the strange hollow in the ice cream was didn't improve my status.
Ew.
So to sum it up, Veet removes hair, dignity, and self-respect. ... 231 people have found this helpful.
Oh my God, Trey. We have a I wrote so many notes. I hope I can translate them. We definitely have a contender, V. Santino, in this review. Obviously, the number one question I have to ask, besides is it gel or is it cream? is why is this a 5-star review?
It's a really great question. I don't have the answer. It is listed as a 5-star.
Okay. I mean, why did he keep the ice cream? Sorry to start at the back and then work to the front, but oh my God. I was just like, okay. I almost believed the story until we got to the end. And then I started to feel like, is this real life?
I agree. I feel like it got so, there's no need. First of all, why would you keep the ice cream?
Would you keep the ice cream? I know, again, we're starting at the end. We'll work our way back to the beginning. But, like, I would be remiss.
And also, if you decided, why would you explain that to the kids?
But also, why would you ever save that ice cream? It's clearly contaminated.
Besides being contaminated by human parts, it's also the chemicals of Veet.
Yes.
Right. So, okay. Maybe some warning bells here. This is not really factual.
Weird. But I did like it. I thought it was really funny. There's so many British isms, I feel like, in here, but also just I don't know why I first got a chuckle out of even do my deed for the missus.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just sort of
the missus's birthday.
The missus. Oh, yeah, that's it. For the missus's birthday.
That's Mississippi. Wow. What do you think of the masculinity inherent in working on the North Sea compared to a soft office type?
Office type. Yeah, I was
that's
gonna
so
say that
funny.
Next. Office types. I mean, what an interesting way of describing, I guess, a vanilla kind of a person?
I don't know. I mean, even as a gay person in the gay snowman comment, I do think that Cobalt is just being funny. I don't find any of it offensive.
Okay.
I think it's meant with humor.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my number one question in terms of usage, if we're to believe this really did happen, maybe there's hyperbole in there with the storytelling, a little embellishment. My question is, how long did they wait?
I know that once again, that's vague.
Yeah, with all the specifics in here, it was didn't have to wait long. Well, how long? Because sometimes these first of all, you're in real trouble if you leave it on too long. That's just the truth.
Always.
always. Second of all, if it starts to burn in any way, remove it immediately. It's right. not supposed to burn. If it's burning, it's like chemical burn. It's on too long. So that's like number one and number two. And it's shocking how like if it says 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes is too much.
Yes.
I kind of wish like we would have known. I didn't have to wait long. Was it like 30 seconds later? My balls were on fire. Like, you know?
Right. All of the specifics about the ice cream, but we don't have the specific of the time. That's right. Like unfortunate, especially because the back of these tubes, whether it's Veet, whether it's Nair, right. It does give you a specific time.
And it's always like warning, don't leave like longer. Yes.
And we all have timers on our iPhones.
Right.
On our smartphones.
Yeah.
So like to me, anytime I have used a product like this.
Alarm.
I am setting an alarm. Like, for I am sure. not joking with that.
100%. Same. Okay, that aside, the metaphor of the barbed wire wedgie.
Ooh.
With the intent of hitting the ceiling, like, with my head.
Extreme.
I feel that immediately in a way that I never wanted to feel it.
Ooh. Yeah, it's very beautifully descriptive. Like Cobalt
wow.
gets points for that.
We have so many nicknames for our butthole. We have...
Yeah.
Turd tunnel, plug hole.
And what was the last one? The chutney.
The starfish, but that's off. Oh, yeah, the chutney.
Channel.
A lot of arse, which I kind of enjoyed.
Arse is funny to me.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Also, like, I kind of gasped in the middle of this when they were talking about how they were going to bite their bottom lip. How weird is that with the complaint that I lodged today?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, wait, correction. I think the plug hole, they're meaning the sink. Because they're saying I tried to wash
really?
The gel off in the sink, but only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair. Like, because they swiped it off in the sink, and then it was like...
Like the hair came off. Because
yeah. But plug hole is evocative of the butt.
I thought that
in
was
this,
what...
Yes.
I could see them doing that intentionally.
Through the haze of tears. That's like so beautiful.
I know. The ice cream thing was hilarious and bizarre. I feel like of all of the things that I would have gone for, it wouldn't have been ice cream. Like I would have gone for like peas, frozen veggies, just sat my bare butt right on it.
Right. Why did you open the tub of ice cream?
You don't open it.
Yeah,
no.
That makes no sense to me.
If you don't have an ice pack, you should just sit on a bag of peas closed.
Literally. That seems so confusing to me.
And also, like, the visual of, like, being surrounded by the melted ice cream. Now, if this is true, which, honestly, at this point, like, I'm having a little bit of trouble believing, what do you think the wife thought when she came into the kitchen and saw her husband shoving sprouts up his ass saying, what did he say? Oh, baby, or something like that?
Oh, that feels good. You know, I'm sure that, like, the explanation is really quick to be found because there's a hairy mess... and the open tube in the bathroom, like,
right,
it's a striking visual to imagine.
Right.
So,
I mean, I'm sure he could explain his way out of it.
Also, so she let out a scream.
Wouldn't you?
That didn't wake up the kids.
If you woke up and you saw David like spread out with like ice cream all over the floor and sprouts up his ass, I would
know something was off. I mean, I wouldn't be like,
if
you're
like,
a pervert.
If
I'm getting
like,
a divorce.
You walked. No, I know. But if you watched. He was like, oh, baby, or that feels good. I mean,
I don't think I would be that alarmed. I'd just be like, what
really?
Is literally going on? It's also disturbing to me that they include the detail that it's strawberry ice cream. So then it's like pink dripping ice cream.
It really does add a whole new visual.
Yes, it really does. But you know, also like, okay, I'm just taking the circumstance here. Like before we get to the extremity of inserting frozen Brussels sprouts into you, what like, because some of it has gotten up.
Is it Brussels sprouts or is it like sprouts, like alfalfa sprouts? Did it say Brussels?
It just says sprouts, but I just thought that meant Brussels sprouts.
Maybe.
Wait, you think it's like alfalfa sprouts?
I don't know.
Aren't those like long things?
Like stringy, like you just like grabbing a handful and...
Well, that's why I thought of Brussels sprout, because if you parted that out,
seems
it's going to pelt your leg.
That makes more sense.
Wait, but like, if it had gotten up inside, wouldn't you try to be scraping it out rather than putting more foreign objects in? I don't know. It's all a little... I'm having a hard time wondering if this is real or not. It's so absurd.
Wait, hold on. Did we talk about... Did they ever wash it off?
That's the whole butt or I was going to say butt plug. That's the whole
sink.
That's the whole plug hole.
Do you think it's just the fact that Cobalt is not your typical office dude?
Yeah.
That there's like some ruggedness thing where Cobalt was just like, I don't need to read the directions. I don't need to, you know.
Well, Cobalt sort of confesses to that at the top, which I appreciate.
Right.
Oh, my fellow sufferers, how wrong I was.
Right.
I mean, I do understand, like, I'm coming to this with the knowledge of having used the product as a gay person. So all of these bits aren't so, like, foreign that it's like, and also having used both Veet and Nair. Same. Like, I have an understanding of how serious it is, plus obviously coming to this from the history of Santino. I think if you read some of the reviews and you saw that it could go horribly wrong, you would be fastidious in the actions you are taking so that you aren't crawling down the hallway.
Agree.
Okay, so the value here. How valuable is this to you as a 5-star review?
I think that that's a hard one. Not that valuable as a 5-star review, more valuable as a 1-star review. That being said, I just sort of wish that they would have copped up to using the product wrong. That would be the only reason for a 5-star, in my opinion, is like, I did it wrong. And like, this is why you need to pay super close attention. But it's not really saying that. So if I'm looking to the 5-star reviews to be convinced against the 1-star reviews, not that valuable.
Right. And I feel like they used like the ending coda here to say like, well, then I had to explain to the kids.
Right.
But I think the ending coda should actually be, so what I learned from this is
correct.
That time it appropriately, use less than you think you need, take your time.
Which I want to say, and I know that I romanticize Santino, but I want to say he did something like that.
Yeah, because this really just says, to sum it up, Veet removes hair.
Right.
But like, is that worthy of, is that the worthy that, conclusion is, for a 5-star? Like,
for a 5-star? Don't think so.
Especially when you're admitting that like you thought all these other people that had horrible experiences were just too soft and I would have a different experience. Like to then prove that like, oh my God, it got me too. So is that 5-star-y? Maybe it is. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe we're just putting it in the 5-star because we like think we're going to stand out more at this point because there's so many 1-stars that are like this that if we make ourselves a 5-star, we're probably going to get seen more. Which
that's a good
probably
point.
Actually worked in this circumstance.
The spelling grammar is all excellent. There's one little typo
there's
in there.
Two typos. There was... Yeah.
Oh, they say of both times.
Tore the lid off of. Draw. Something with draw.
Yes, they say...
Instead of drawer.
Yes. Isn't that weird? Because
that's like a British thing, but...
No, because they say drawer first. D-R-A-W-E-R. And then the next sentence is draw. D-R-A-W. Yeah. Which is like how my mother-in-law says draw. The draw.
Right. The draw. Get it out of the draw. But other than that, clearly, like, there's a lot of intention.
Yes. Common experience, fluke, typical. I mean, they straight up say, it even got me. Just like everyone else.
So that's common.
Yeah.
So that's definitely common.
Humor is funny.
Humor was the goal.
Yeah.
And how many likes?
Well, 231 people have found this helpful.
So, which is essentially a like on Amazon.
Yeah.
So then, like, humor successful, I would say.
Then the impact and the truthful shady is all a little confusing to me about how I'm going to consider it, because do I think it's a fake review? And does the impact make me too scared to use the product?
Right.
Or does it teach me that I have to be very specific?
I mean, I definitely think the impact makes me not want to use the product, even if we are speaking like in exaggerated metaphor. I mean, I don't think I'll ever forget about the barbed wire.
Yeah. It's also interesting to note that this is just straight up Veet for Men hair removal gel cream.
Oh, I was going to ask that. Thank you for bringing that up.
They do make
an intimate area. Sometimes it actually will say like, don't use.
Correct.
This on intimate area. That's a good point, Trey.
Correct.
Was this the correct product?
Misusing the product.
Misusing the product. I don't know. That's possible. Should we crown Cobalt?
Let's add another C to Cobalt and give them a big old crown.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so Chelsea and I each have our own set of 0 to 5 crown cards. In an effort to be fair and not influenced by one another, we will simultaneously reveal our rating.
The queens are tabulating. One in three women will be assaulted in their lifetime, and Birdie is actively creating a world where women's safety is a given. Birdie has upped the concept behind Keychain Mace, which involves proximity with your danger source, and has created Keychain Alarm Sirens. When activated, Birdie both strobes with light and emits a 130 decibel siren comparable to a jet engine flying 100 feet above you. Birdie is compact, super cute with bold colors, and with every alarm purchased, Birdie gives a percentage of profits to partner organizations that passionately support women's safety, shelter, and health. Birdie is sold exclusively at shesbirdie.com. And when you use our coupon code REVIEWQUEEN at checkout, you will save 20% off the purchase price. The coupon code REVIEWQUEEN at shesbirdie.com.
Total score.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so I'm holding up 4 crowns and Trey's holding up 2.5 crowns. I went with 4 for humor. I mean, we see so many reviews on this show that are like just your average Joe. And this was funny and interesting and used language I hadn't heard before, metaphors that will stick with me forever, and was obviously very intentional and funny. And the people of the internet tend to agree. So I like to reward people for standing out, which I definitely think Cobalt did. I have to take a crown off because I wish we had a little bit more specifics about the use of the experience, whether this was you, whether this is everybody, if you picked the right product or if you picked the wrong product, things that we talked about. So I couldn't give a perfect review queen. I wanted to at moments, but I wish we had rounded it out. 4 crowns for me, but only 2.5 from you, Trey. So why 2.5 crowns for Cobalt?
I don't know. I'm saying middle of the road here because I feel as though it's very funny. It is very literary.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it's 5 stars. And I do think since we spent so much time, we could have equally ended or included any specific detail about like what the next steps were or what the learning moment was or like just any sort of summation that's not about like the kids with the indent and the ice cream, but more so about here's how I am giving a 5-star. But I also agree. I think the humor is so funny. And I do think the subject matter coming from a self-identifying straight man to go to the depths of like, I needed a gay snowman to ass fuck me. Like, I applaud the willingness to go there and not fear of like emasculation. Like, I just, I think there's something funny there that isn't offensive. But at the end of the day, I think it's 2.5 stars. So
I hear you.
So now that we've done in the span of our show, both Nair and Veet, which one are you feeling you would purchase?
Ooh, God, that's kind of like a Sophie's choice, isn't it?
It seems that way. For some reason, even though Cherries of Fire was so upsetting,
Barbed wire feels worse.
It does. To me, it feels like Nair is the OG. Veet is like the Kmart up to the Walmart.
Veet is definitely newer. I think I agree. I think I would probably go with the Nair. I think I'd be scared away from the Veet. And if I was, I would definitely test it out on a leg or, you know, something.
Oh my God.
Before I would go Bikini Line.
We just tackled a man putting sprouts up his arse on the show.
Up his arse. Oh my God.
There was a time when Chelsea brought in a personal lubrication review that we thought was so blue that we put it on the after show. And now here we are, one episode away from 150 episodes.
Oh my God.
And I just read to you about a man shoving vegetables that are frozen up his bum hole and farting them at his wife at 11 p.m.
from his chutney channel.
Look what God can do. All right, my queen, we have reached the most regal portion of our show. Who are you inducting for?
My Royal Highness.
Please tell me you're going to say frozen vegetables.
Oh my God, I wish, but I'm not. So okay. I'm actually going to do a little 5-star review here as a part of my Royal Highness, which is sort of funny because you did a 5-star review as well. But this is what a real 5-star looks like. I talked about, I think, a few weeks back about my sink not working in my kitchen.
Yes.
And my roommate finally decided he was going to take it into his own hands, and he found a place and he called them, and they were amazing, and they came like right in the middle of the storm, but like not in the horrible part. Anyway,
wow.
My roommate, who doesn't self-identify but identifies as like Scott G, wrote this review about the company. We called A1 during the recent LA storm around 2 p.m. because we needed a plumber to fix a clog in our kitchen sink. We had another plumber attempt to fix the issue but failed to do so. And after a week with no kitchen sink, we were desperate. Despite the crazy weather, Marco from A1 was able to come out same day, and we couldn't have asked for better service. Marco was kind, patient, and competent. He got the job done quickly and charged a very reasonable rate, matching another quote we received elsewhere.
Wow.
He explained the issue in detail and took the time to show us the damage to the pipes due to corrosion. Best of all, he got our sink working again. Amazing service, and we'll definitely be using these guys again. Just want to quickly share that they wrote a reply. Wow. It sounds like Marco truly came through for you during what must have been a challenging time. We understand how tough it can be to go without a fully functioning kitchen, especially during the chaos of a storm. Marco's dedication to providing kind, patient, and competent service, no matter the weather, is exactly what we pride ourselves on at A1 Total Service Plumbing. Hearing that he not only resolved the clog, but also took the time to explain the issue and show you the underlying damage speaks volumes about our commitment to transparency and education. We're thrilled to know you found the service both amazing and reasonably priced. Thank you so much for choosing us and for your willingness to use our services again in the future. We're here whenever you need us, rain or shine, ready to tackle any plumbing challenge with the same level of care and expertise Marco demonstrated. Here's to a future free of clogs and full of clear pipes.
That's cute.
So just such a nice company. If you're in LA and you need a plumbing service and you're in a bind, consider calling A1 Total Service Plumbing. They did an amazing job at our house. We're so grateful. Knock on all the wood. Everything has been working perfectly since Marco left. And what better nomination than something like this, a local business. So A1 Total Service Plumbing, you are my and my roommate's Royal Highness.
Did you help Scott G with that review?
I didn't. Wasn't
so
it excellent?
Queenly, yeah.
I know they sent it to me and I was like, I have to use this on the show as a Royal Highness because what a beautiful written review, Scott.
Yeah, good job, Scott. And good great job, Marco.
And amazing reply. I mean, listen, that to me was like a masterclass in how to reply to a review on Yelp, like with specifics, and it felt really personal and wow, beautiful.
Great induction.
Thank you.
Well, we did it, Queen. That's another round on the RUARQ, Ferris Wheel of Arsery.
Oof. It's nice to be out of the turd tunnel, I'm not going to lie. Thank you for joining us today. If you like what you heard, please tell a friend.
If you did not like what you heard, please tell an enemy.
On this week's After Show Pod Tray, we are rating and reviewing a 5-star review, because we got to keep it consistent here, for Munchkin Extra Guard Dual Action Multi-Use Latches 2-count.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's like a childproofing latch.
Right. Okay. I heard Munchkin. I thought of Dunkin' Donuts, but no, I know the Munchkin brand for like baby things.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to lead us to a litany of conversation, I can tell already.
Ooh, yes.
Which is making me wonder, why did this get said?
That's what happens when you're in a play. There's always relationships. Yeah. There's always drama.
Right.
I kind of miss it. I'm not going to lie.
It's fun drama, yeah.
It's fun. I mean, you literally met your husband.
Oh, right.
Doing a play.
Oh, right. Who am I to talk?
Right? Me too.
Yeah. I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, as I wonder, I must implore you all to remember.
Ignore the haters. You're a queen, for Christ's sake.
Gender non-specific queen, for Christ's sake.
Love you. Bye!
Sign up directly on Apple Podcasts to hear our weekly members-only after show. Unlock additional benefits when you become a Patreon member at reviewthatreview.com/Patreon. Follow us on all the socials at The Review Queens and join our mailing list at reviewthatreview.com. Our Kvetch line is open 24/7 at 1-850-REVIEW-0. Don't be a mashugana. Call the Kvetch line today.
I was dancing like this.
You just need some alfalfa sprouts.
I looked like I was holding a shaking a shake weight, I'll say. I was doing a little
Edward 40 hands.
Edward 40 hands. Oh my god, that was a good review, Trey.
A little weird, a little off color. A little cobalt blue.
I love it when we go cobalt.
We went cobalt.
It was great. We did go cobalt.
Well, that's a new phrase.
All right. Okay. I like going cobalt with you, Trey. Anytime.
When they go low, we go cobalt.
We go cobalt.
See you Friday, Queens. Bye.
See you Friday. Bye.